Howdy neighbors, Ron Hayes, Beef Buzzing with you today. Consumers want to feel good about their beef. Back on that in just a moment.
The buzz of cicadas fills the air. Heat waves shimmer off the hay fields, and you know it's time to bale hay. You need a hay trailer that's dependable, that will stand up to the test of time, giving you years of trouble-free service. That hay trailer is the legendary Red Rhino by GoBob Pipe and Steel. GoBob offers the Red Rhino in both bumper pole and gooseneck versions. Red Rhino hay trailers can handle from 5 bales up to 14 bales in both inline and double-wide models. Red Rhino is only available from GoBob Pipe and Steel or authorized GoBob dealers. Red Rhino, known to be the heaviest hay trailers made. Red Rhino, known to have the highest resale value. Red Rhino, the best hay trailers built, period. Don't go through this hay season without a hay trailer that's dependable, that will stand up to the test of time. Don't go through this hay season without a Red Rhino. Only available at GoBob Pipe and Steel. See all the Red Rhino hay trailers and video demonstration now at GoBob.com. Act now while preseason sale prices are still in effect.
When you go Bob, you go quality. GoBob Pipe and Steel.
Wrapping up our time at Rebelation, the annual Alltech conference, the animal nutrition folks, they've got this annual conference that they do on a regular basis in May, have been for about 30 years now, and we've been for probably three or four of them all told. This particular year, a lot of emphasis on sustainability, on no antibiotics or fewer antibiotics for animal agriculture. They say they've got some good alternatives for producers to take a good hard look at whatever species you've got, beef or pork or poultry for that matter, aquaculture as well. Bob Lankard is with the Green Bee Abiz Group, and he was formerly with McDonald's as their VP of Sustainability, one of their speakers at this year's event. He talked about beef sustainability as well as poultry sustainability, indicates in the case of the beef industry that cattle producers need to understand that consumers today are very, very interested in feeling good about the products they're eating.
People not only want to enjoy their food, like beef and enjoy beef, but they want to feel good about eating it. So that term, feeling good, companies are translating that into different things. You know, nobody's knocking on McDonald's doorstep saying we want a sustainable Big Mac. Mm-hmm. But they are knocking on the doors of McDonald's and all these other companies saying, hey, we want your food, where it comes from, to be grown responsibly, raised responsibly, and you show it to me. And every company is approaching it probably differently, but with the same concept in mind.
Is this really being driven by a lot of the attributes of the millennials?
I think it goes beyond millennials, but millennials are a big part of it. The consumers change. You know, the research that I like to talk about is the aspirationals. So aspirationals is a bigger bucket, and there's 2 billion aspirationals worldwide. And these aspirationals, they're millennials, but there's perhaps people like you and me that love to spend money. They love to engage in the marketplace, but they want to use their wallets and their purchasing dollars also to make a difference. So they want to engage with companies that not only have great products and services, but have values behind them, that have a purpose beyond just profit. And it's not a niche. See, that's what a lot of people in the industry think, oh, this is niche. This is just a small segment. No, no, no. This is going mainstream. And if the industry ignores it, they're going to lose business.
Bob Lankard, who told the cattle producers president at this event that they need to be more transparent to their cattle business. However, some cattle producers saying, wait a minute, we're very sustainable. We take good care of our cattle, take good care of our land. They believe some of the companies are simply kind of late to the sustainability party and are pushing harder than maybe they need to. You've got the Beef Buzz on Ron.
Cattle producers, your next Superior Video Livestock Auction coming up on Friday, May 22nd, live on Dish Network, Satellite 232, and on the internet at www.superiorclicktobid.com. 8 a.m. start time for 20,200 head to be sold, including 4,150 yearling steers, 2,600 yearling heifers, 5,500 weaned calves, and 5,700 calves on cows. For more information, go to superiorlivestock.com or give them a call, 1-800-422-2117. Superior Livestock.
At your Beef Buzz, I'm Ron Hayes reporting.